You are now listening to the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. You know the vibes.
Well, I thought you know.
Man, I'm cool, man. I'm cool. I don't lie. I don't even know what to say, but it's what's how far me, Seth. Let me even think about it.
Yes, how far you for real? Think about it, bro.
Let me think about it. Yeah, I just did try to get back into like my healthy habits.
Yeah,
even working out. So that time that I was ill, I didn't work out for a while. And then like
I've not been working out too well. Oh god.
Yeah, and then just now that I'm trying to get back into it, it's harder. It seems harder than you know.
Yeah, it's the first thing harder for the first few days now.
Yeah, but like yesterday, I went out for a walk after I did some, like, you know, some push-ups, some lifting, everything. I went out for a walk and I saw one of my old things. And, you know, we hugged and shit. That shit boosted my serotonin small.
Why do they always see your old things around the ends?
Yeah, like, she's in uni. So, like, I was at Abilijesha. And you know that's where they're at now.
Yeah, that's where they are. Plaster.
Yeah, I didn't even plaster up. Yeah, so like, yeah, I saw her. It was cool. It was cute. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Wait, so is it the last one?
No. It's the one I was doing in like 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should know because I think I know
who that is.
Yeah.
I have an inkling.
Yeah. You're probably right. So yeah man, just did that, came back home, did some meditation type shit.
Are you there on mindfulness?
I just did try like, you know, just clear my mind. I know what really
clear your mind from what, dog?
Just know what really is and what is like external influence type shit.
Type shit, right?
Yeah, I just really don't know what is true and what is just external influence. So that's very.
I mean, I guess like at this point, like you niggas need to be taking more effort to actually be more mindful. I can't lie, like but that's just the thing. Like it's just the effort. Like a lot of people don't have the efforts. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Yeah, they just don't have the things. Just like
speak up. Sometimes they don't even think it's important enough.
And it's crazy because you now start to wonder if that's not important, then what's not important? You get
exactly. That's the external influence. They've now made things like status or clout or
type shit.
Yeah. Those are the things that is more important to niggas. Validation, those kind of things. Yeah. That's what niggas crave now. So yeah, man.
Is an evil world we live in. Because even me, like I've been trying to detach from like, you know, like just all these man-made ideas of what is hot and what is not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get like all those things, like they matter, but they only matter here, bro. And you only matter to an extent. Like,
yeah.
It's just a very crazy thing to base your entire life on just other people's perception of who you are. That's so dead.
Mm-hmm. And if you deep how engineered everything is, like if you deep social engineering, right, and you understand that things are the way they are because they were made to be like that.
Yes, now they were made to be like that now.
Then you should want to like, just like, what's the word now? You know when you flash your laptop, you get, when you remove everything, you need to want to reset. You should want to reset and like, try and see. There's even one conversation I want us to have, but when Jay is here, I want us to have a conversation about organized religion, but like when
I want to talk about that like mad because like I've been having like I've just been thinking about things just like the like just the way that people say that we should be doing things. Why did they say we should be doing it like that? Exactly. Is there no other way?
Yeah, and like, why is it like? And they've done it so well that you didn't even recognize any other way.
And when
any
you,
other way to you seems like it is evil or they are.
Yeah, and when you deviate, you start to feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Like the engineering is so deep that it's like
starts to feel bad.
Breathing to you, you know, it is like breathing to you. It is like eating to you. Nah, it's crazy, but yeah, where's Jay?
I don't know where Jay is, bro.
Try to start getting into deep.
Because like these yams are already getting sweet. You get?
Yeah. And these are this kind of yams, me, I can go all day.
I can do get. I can go all day, man.
Like.
now my situation is, I love it. I so much love it.
Like the ideal convo is, you know, I was talking to Shorty, and we were just talking about like reincarnation and shit. And she was like, yo, if this is the way you think when you're like sober and shit, like imagine when you're off the dope, like when you're just off something, like I'm like, Shorty, man, that's how it gets. Just get on influence and just start reasoning, bro. You just start.
No, did you see, all those things they were always there. It's just like you just connecting dots. Sometimes you think you're connecting dots, but really you're just saying rubbish. I can't lie. Like sometimes it will be like that. But like yeah, other this, times though.
Yeah, some things are just high yarns. And me, I don't think I invest in high yarns anymore. There was a time and a place where like, yeah, we'll do high yarns, but now I'm like, come on. Me, I'll even ask you questions that like, oh, where did you get that from?
Where did you get it? You go tell me.
I'll ask you, like, wait, somewhere, or like, did you just think of it?
Yeah, finally, yeah.
As a G, I swear, guy. Happy to have you.
Yeah, what's popping, bro? Sorry to just badger in mid-convo, man.
Yeah, tell you, for those listening, I'm sure say you go want contribute.
I know even yeah, I just as I before the thing even started.
Nah, like, he just want chip mouth.
Really. Yeah, man.
It's the world premiere.
The fact that we are doing this.
Yo, how you not doing now? What's popping?
No, it's good. But me, I'm good. It's a good Saturday.
Yes,
yeah, I did feel like mad.
Not so.
How about you?
You know what's cool? People are getting more creative with like packaging. Like I've been seeing different types of bottles in the past year. Like it's bottle, fine, it's like a cylinder, but like I'll send you guys a picture of what I'm looking at now. It's like a really cute ass bottle. it's like a glass cup.
Send it, let us see.
Okay, let me send you like this.
Now your package with that.
No, my package. Like, not something we call a fresh juice.
Fresh juice.
Yeah.
Fresh juice.
Fresh juice.
Is this bottle of wine, Chateauneuf du Pape, is an ugly-ass bottle, but then I love it so much. I'm sure you must have seen. I posted it on my Instagram.
Guys, I hate this bottle because this bottle that I just sent now, Jay. So basically, like for whoever is listening to this, the bottle that Jay sent is literally a cylinder. Like now, cylinder. We get
picture all those glass cups you use to get water. Well, the long glass cups.
It's a cylinder that you can screw on the top, and they now paste their logo on it. And I mean, it's cool, but like, guy, what?
What is that thing supposed? What's like the use?
Basically, it's a bottle for fresh juice, like
yes, now like it's okay. Like a jug,
like cup or bottle. Yeah, just get cover.
I just
the cover be like all those Nexodom.
Yeah, Nexodom cover.
The Chris,
that big crazy.
Nexodom, that's crazy. Nexodom is crazy,
man.
Imperial leather.
Imperial leather.
I'm dead, man. There's one that used to be blue, man. Isn't, I can't remember. Oh, blue soap.
Imperial cool.
No, but like you trash. This is not trenches days.
Okay.
Let me like talk. It's gonna be 29. No, it's the Jones. The bath with B29. B29
is wild as well.
Because of the right clothes and body. I think the only thing from B29 that I could touch my body is the cream. And that was
even even that B29 cream was nasty, dog. Was brother, nasty. Like
nah, hostel nasty, dreams, dog. Hostel
dog. There's this lotion that the girls always put on their body, but that thing smells terrible. I think it's Carol White or something. Let me not spoil their name. It might not be Carol White. Let me not spoil their name.
What? Wait. Which lotion?
Like body lotion, but it just smells really bad.
The fuck? Why would anybody want to rub that?
God, I don't know. They must have convinced them that it makes them fairer or something. You know how these guys.
Okay, do. Is it all this carotene?
All this Roma shine, fair, all this white. Cream.
Roma shine is crazy. Roma shine is crazy.
Fucking curious. Anyway, let's get to it, man. Let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's been a while, but we're back. You know, it's for the good fellas.
We're back for real this time. For real this time.
Greatest thrill in podcast history, in everything that you do, in music, in vibes, in gearlessness,
I swear.
We are just the best thrill, man. It's the Balcony Sessions podcast, brought to you by the Balcony Boys. And I'm your host for today, Lodi-san. And with me, I have...
Outred.
My guys,
sorry, man. You know, say we don't talk, say we don't like it before. Yeah, man. No, the 44 idea, man. Badging through things.
Yes, no. Yes, no. F forever, Mr. Forever. Fair enough, forever. Oh, God. God.
Oh, God, man.
On everything. It's a good. I'm happy. I don't know what episode number this is.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Happy that we are recording.
I think this is 84.
Yeah, I know it's 80 something. Yeah, but I'm happy that we're here. Yeah, I'm sorry that we've been away for such a long time.
Guy, forget that. Sorry, Baba, tease this up.
Things have been going on. Things are going. Life has been lifing, but we're here. And yeah, how are you guys doing, man? Again, let's ask again.
Me, I'm chilling, though. I'm chilling, man. It's a Saturday, man. Like, the week has ended. Like, I don't have to think about work for morning. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I just want to sit down and chow and crash. Today is 4:20, you know?
That's crazy.
I was just thinking about how, like, 4:20 used to mean a lot. Like, I'm sure to some people right now, it means a lot and they're celebrating it. But to me,
4:20 still means a lot to people, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. But to me personally, it used to mean a lot. There used to be a lot of preparation, a lot of anticipation. And now, I'm just here. I just drank a cup of tea. I just aced my test. And yeah, I'm just here recording with the man then.
some of these rituals that you think are so crazy, that's the kind of thing. That's what we were talking about earlier, and I understand about the engineering. You think that all these things, but the thing about this is that you will not die.
You continue, but Jay, how far are you? How are you? How's
it? I do. I also think like most of these things, like with Christmas, like with Easter, 4:20 holidays in general, it depends on, like, obviously, if you're spending things in, like, if you do Christmas in isolation, not like isolation, like a deep world, as per just on your ones, you get it's not gonna be the same ginger. But like, if I was maybe I crashed over Lodi Sands. And we're expecting knees and Obi. Trust me, like, you get what I'm saying?
And the vibes will be 100, though.
Exactly. Because niggas are going to do some 420 ritual, like, soon. Like,
probably see Digi today at some point. Probably. Exactly. So,
if you do it on your ones, it's not going to be that deep, man.
Yeah, vibe no day. Vibe.
It's just like Christmas. I've seen that happen before. Christmas that I was on my own. Bro, no worries. You're not going anywhere.
There's no vibe.
Not even the
vibe
morning thing like that. It's just a
vibe. You even chop Christmas breakfast.
I'm telling you, bro. Most of the
time, I go toast bread.
As in, you toast bread, you buy egg with Milo, cold Milo.
And they are cheese.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy. But yeah, okay, that's cool. Yeah, let's get straight into it. There's new music out. I don't really know much. Actually, I know that I listened to some of the songs, at least just two songs from the Benson and Ruger project. I like the idea of Benson and Ruger. I like their sound. I like the way they, mix, the way they mesh together. But, like, I'm sure you guys have listened to new music. What have you guys been listening to? New music
wise? I can't lie, dog. I've not really been listening to anything.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, I've not really been listening. The only thing I can say that there has been new music, like, that I've been spinning is Passy Next Door. Like, after, like, I plaster for DAO. But, like, any other thing, like, I just see, okay. I look at this more, maybe press play, maybe fast forward. Okay, something nice. Cool. I'll come back.
Yeah.
But I never come back.
Yeah.
Or at least I've not gone back yet.
Okay.
Me, I use these new age pods.
Okay, yes. Oh, the Modu Black. Yes, I listen to that.
Yeah, like my new age pods, I'm sure they'll be getting reports at that side. They want to seize the thing. Because I've listened to the technician like 69 billion times. Even though I've listened to it like 86 billion times before it dropped.
Bro,
that's all. I'm so happy that it's mine now. Like, I can just press play for my Spotify. You understand? But yeah, and also, like, obviously, I listen to We Still Don't Trust You. I'm still trying to understand it. You understand? Like, I'm trying to understand.
I don't think that is for everybody, to be fair.
I can't lie. I like that second. We Still Don't Trust You, Sha.
Yeah. When I say understand it, I'm talking about, like, the message. Because at this point, I had to go back to listen to Her Loss. Because they say Her Loss was Drake subbing Future. You understand? And so I'm like, fine, I listen to these individual songs, but what exactly is the album saying? Do you understand? So I already like all the individual songs of the We Still Don't Trust You, but I don't understand, like, I'm still trying to get the full message, basically. You understand?
I don't know. I think it's just a play on the whole, you know, if you're a metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you. And we're not going to do us against the world type shit.
Because they announced the tour, and the name of the tour is We Trust You.
Yes, We Trust You tour.
Yeah.
I think it's just a branding thing. But also, I guess the whole Drake Yans too, it was just like a sub theme of the original, like, it wasn't like the main theme. It was just a sub theme. Do you get what I'm saying? It was just like, okay. Yeah, we did this. We're doing this joint project. We have two. This is the first one. You know, it's our stuff, but we did so one guy will be our guy before, but you know, really be our guy right now. We
I just saying they sue them for, like, trying to use the thing to use the brand to blow their music.
I don't know. I don't think that's gonna fly.
It doesn't have to fly. It doesn't have to stick. But, like, it can be a thing that he did. Do you understand? Like,
I think that nigga is
a clown sometimes.
It's theatrics. People are
like, all the lawyers
just,
are telling
just do it for the fuck.
It's not gonna
dog.
Stick. It's not gonna stick. And he's like, yeah, just do it anyway, man. Like,
yeah, it's not supposed to stick, bro. Just do it anyway.
You guys not supposed to fucking stick, G.
Yeah, man.
I just want to do it just because.
Just because it can be said that it was done.
Yeah.
Now, nigga, I'm getting creative. Yesterday, I watched a video of a guy that made a PS5 game. I don't know if it's fake.
Sorry, I have a question about that Ruger tape. Before we get into, like, other parts of these music jams, I have a question about that Ruger tape. Lisan, you said you listened to, like, two songs.
Yeah, just the first song, the drew of the single. I can't remember the name right now.
R&B.
No, the single is not R&B. The single is. The first single is the second one. Sure, let me just go and look for it. I can't believe.
The older one that had the video, right? Airplane.
Yeah, gimmick. The first one.
That one. We know it, man.
But that should go name though.
Romeo Must Die for crying out.
Anyway, that Romeo one,
yeah. Romeo Must Die was the first
Romeo
one.
Must Die, yes, and, yes, yes.
Yeah, and then the second one is Poe. And I like both of them. But what were you going to say?
Yeah, like people said, I don't know, sir. I mean, I'm not listening to you, so like, I don't really give a fuck what people are saying. Well, really, like, what I'm more interested in is the discourse, and I'm trying to see whether the discourse applies to like the sound. That's why I asked you. I'm asking you this question. Okay. It's just like they said that it was kind of like the project was kind of like underwhelming, and you know, Ruger like tweeting that stuff about taking baby to Lachey was like kind of like a very, very cheap like way to like promote the project and type shit. And I'm just like. Did the project feel underwhelming? Like, I know you didn't listen to everything, but like,
yeah, from the two things that I listened to, and especially the Poe record, it just felt like two talented people flexing their skills. Like, it's like, you know, when like there was this match that Brazil played against Argentina, and Neymar and Ronaldinho were on the same team, and they were just doing whatever. That's how it felt like that. These guys are just showing just how good they are. That's how these two records have felt to me, especially that Poe record. So yeah, I think I'm going to go and listen some more, but that's how I think about it right now. And about the tweet, that's just Ruger being Ruger, bro. I don't think they're counting on a tweet to promote that tape. Like, they are both artists that are bigger than that. Like, they dropped, there was a Billboard interview that they did that dropped yesterday, and I watched it. So, like, I think it's a bigger game than just Twitter.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. You know, Twitter, it's
bigger business than that. Some
shit to say, bro.
Yeah, it's bigger business than that, I think.
Like, but yeah, I think just pointed, like, on paper, and in my head, in reality, they are supposed to be like bigger than that. Whoever he was talking about, they are bigger than. But I don't know, there's also something about two of them that always gives upcoming. I don't know why. Like,
everything
is the way they individually behave.
Yeah, they both individually behave like upcoming artists.
Okay, I want to ask, who is an upcoming artist right now?
Who's an upcoming artist right now?
Upcoming artist right now is Thieves.
Thank you, because that's the person I was thinking about. But like, Thieves just, I don't know if that was his show, but he just performed in London. I don't know if that was his show, his personal show. My point is that upcoming artists right now is not the same. So you can be upcoming, but you can still be doing big things, but you're still upcoming.
I think what Nodi's trying to say though is that like the upcoming years is not really that. Like they move like upcoming. It's not their artistic movements that are like upcoming artists. It is like their demeanor.
Their videos, their promotion. I don't know. Their crews.
I guess
because I don't really understand, to be fair.
No, I okay. Well, I didn't know you should just yeah and explain yourself.
Personally, I didn't like that video, the one where they were in the aircraft and all that. I guess it's supposed to be funny. I understand. It just felt childish, you know? Like,
I get what you are saying. I get what you are saying.
Yeah, bought me. Okay, and your and.
No, it's not a bot, it's an and. And you might be right.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a bot. But like you see,
he tried.
This childish thing, I was really trying not to bot. But I see this childish thing, when I mentioned the thing with Cass, don't you think it's the same thing where like this thing is childish?
It's not far-fetched to think like that.
Yeah. So yeah, like that's what I say. Like I get
no, like
it.
See,
this
I
thing
think
I'm childish as well.
That's not how I see it, right? I see it like so. I can't really speak much on this because I've not even listened to their tape and
yeah,
video.
Yeah,
just
no, I'm really trying to not like.
Not like what?
No, like, I'm really yearning to not, like, give, like, a concrete opinion. I'm just really just yearning based on what
exactly. So, I'm talking off, like, that Poe song. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you listen to, like, basically, like, since you brought up Idoncast, like, Idoncast is a complete, like, joke thing. Do you get? It's like it don't cast. Like it's just it's a Lambert thing.
Yeah.
You get? Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily what Romy Must Die or Poe is.
Poe is in Lambert record, though, bro. That's why I said it's just two people flexing their ability. Do you understand? Like they are just showing you just how bad their wordplay, their melodies, you know, how they can be witty, but it's still very like sensual. Because what they're saying is like, you know, dude, that's more Ruger's like thing. And in the interview that they did, Buju Benson was like, he had to like tailor his lyrics to like Ruger's type of lyrics. Do you get the vulgarness? He had to like do that just to like be in that lane so they can flow well. And I think they did pretty good, like the song with lyrically, melody, everything. I think that was good.
But yeah, I think when you brought the cast and Childish Yardstick, now we're just talking about videos, right? Not the song.
Yeah, we're talking about videos. Yeah, we're back to the videos.
Exactly. So I don't know if you
say, I think cast video was a Childish bit, yeah, but like, yeah, man, I think for the song, I think it goes for the song.
You get,
right? Okay, but I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, so basically, like, I don't know. There's just a way that Buju and Ruger, when I heard them, I don't know exactly. Okay, where will you place Buju and Ruger in the artistry, like, hierarchy? Not even artistry, based on, like, you know what, man? Let's just leave the thing. Because I might even have, like, a personal thing against...
Benson.
They are B-list.
Maybe that's why. They are B-list, right?
Yes.
If I start this one, we'll start having to explain who's in A-list and B-list.
No, bro, everybody knows who is A-list. A-list is
like a tier above
the big boys. And the new big girls. The new big boys, new big girls. Those are A-list.
Okay.
I think A-list is like Rema, Thames.
You get Rema, Thames, Wiz, Burna, David, all those ones. Set and one. Kiss Daniel.
Yeah, Kiss Daniel.
Do you know what's crazy? What was the thing? That homecoming talk show. Yeah, you know they do this.
The thing. Yeah, that thing.
The panel. Yeah, so the panel. Outside, and then one guy comes to meet me. Oh, that was so crazy because that was when I just started beading my hair. In fact, I literally just came from the salon to that show with beads, and I was standing. And one guy actually walked up to me. I was like, "Yo, bro, like, are you teasing? I've been trying to reach you." And I'm like, "Yo." No, you guys. So basically, that day,
yeah, they thought you were cheesy.
I'm telling you, bro. So crazy. I'm like, bro, what did? And I realized, oh, it's the beads, and they all back. But like, basically, that day, that guy that came to me for that. Eventually, like, we now, like, my guy too was there, so we now had like a conversation, and they were talking about like the current music industry, right? And they were like, guy, if you ask somebody now, who are the A-list guys in Nigeria? They're going to start telling you who is Bernard David. And like, that's the same answer that they would have told you like 6 years ago too. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. The only addition now is that now you say Thames and maybe, you know, you say Rema.
Rema and Arista.
So, yeah. So like, Arista A-list?
Yeah. 100%.
I don't know. But okay, right. Let's keep going. I don't know, but just keep going.
I mean, it's better that you explain this to your A-list.
No, continue. Finish your thoughts.
So basically, the cruise was that, like, there's, when you think about music in Nigeria right now, the people will be the top guys. Now, still the same people will be the top guys from like 6 mm-hmm. years ago. Even mm-hmm. the new cars that are up, are not still even nearing them in terms of like,
stats.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So, and it's crazy. Basically, the point was like there's a huge ass window, bro, for people. Like there are not a lot of blown artists in. Yeah, there are many artists in Nigeria, but there are not a lot of blown artists in Nigeria. Was the conversation, and it's like we're not the people that would just come and blow for a year and then dip.
You know, like Rema blowing like 7 years. He has been inside exactly, industry type shit.
Stay on the thing. Yeah, that kind of thing. So I don't know, man. That A-list, B-list conversation in Nigeria is one we need to really have because
When I said Aria, sorry, we are talking a lot on this, but mm-hmm. I think we just need to get some of these thoughts.
Clarify.
Out. Why are you surprised that I said Arya Star?
I think
the question is continue.
My P with saying Arya Star is like, I think it just, when you bring Arya Star, a lot of other people are gonna go in that list. Do you get what I'm saying? I can't really think off the top of my head.
That's exactly what I'm trying to
understand. It's OD A list. Yeah, I want you to answer that.
That's a very tricky question. OD is not A list.
OD is the one of the best newcomers.
I don't know. For me, I don't think there's any artist as big as OD right now in Nigeria, like based on value. Apart from like the OGs, or that.
I'm just talking based on because if you want to A-list somebody, longevity plays a part. In terms of like blowing, let's just say OD is 1 year into his blowing, right? Fine.
Yeah.
But like, as 1 year into his blowing, like, there's nobody that is like hotter than him. He's like,
he's hot right now.
Yeah, when they say somebody's the best new artist, when they say somebody's the best new artist, that's what Olumuru Black is. You get
like the thing of like, class and form.
It's just for time to place his class, but he's on the highest form. That's basically it.
I definitely think OD is one of the highest in form right now.
Of course, for sure.
I don't think anybody that's as hot as OD right now in Africa. Maybe I might be biased, but I don't have any other reason to believe otherwise. And if I had another reason, if I asked you somebody that was as hot as him, I'll be able to say it. I won't just blank my mind. But literally,
going back to the Arya Star thing,
mm-hmm.
I have two questions, Clarence. One, why would you put Arya Star at A-list? And two, you said the reason. Yeah, answer that question first.
Okay, the reason why I put Arya Star at A-list is because, I don't know. She has that Gen Z market, like for an era. Arya Star is the mark of an era. That's why she's A-list.
I don't think that's enough to make her A-list show, but like
it is inevitable.
That's what it is. It is inevitable. Do you understand? Like, it's inevitable that she's gonna do all the great things, but like, and she has started doing some great things. But, like, there's no album to point to that, oh, yeah, this was the one that, like,
If it's based on catalog also, maybe she's not A-list.
There's
a bracket of people that are waiting to be promoted to A-list. That's where,
Omale is A-list also, right?
Omale is A-list, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say, bro. Like, when you say Rema is A-list,
that's why that's why I was saying that there's a tier above A-list and there's three people in there. Burna, Wiz, and David.
Exactly. Let's not put them in that. No, it's not just two of them.
Now we're talking.
There's Tiwa, bro. If you're gonna say Wiz, David, and Burna's name,
let's separate them and let's call them vets. Let's call them Tua, David, Wiz, Daniel, all these vets.
David, Burna, and Wiz are in a league of their own. I personally think that.
Oh, for sure.
I think Wiz, Burna, David, and Tiwa are in a league of their own. I don't even know if Kiss Daniel is in that league.
Kizana might not be in that particular league, but that's league of their four. Wiz, Burna, David, Tiwa. Those four like that. Just
keep them aside. I said it.
Just keep them aside.
Continue.
Finish, bro.
No, another thing I wanted to say, you said OG is the hottest in Africa right now. That's debatable. I think Asake is hotter, though.
I don't think so.
Globally.
But
the thing about me is that I would not argue with bias. So we can just leave it at that.
Yeah, you can leave it at that. That was said me, you quote me anywhere. I said,
yeah, for sure. But then Asake is definitely illis, which is crazy.
Asake is illis to get.
Oh, for sure. Asake is
a
cool star. 2 albums. Are you whining me? Of course, it's illis.
Yeah, Asake that GQ just honored him with something, a creative award. Like, that's insane, bro. Asake is a global superstar.
The global superstar. I'm not even going to take anything away from
crazy. So that means people started regarding terms as illis without having an album.
Yeah, there's some dudes that just anomaly. Don't. Do you understand what I'm saying? She's an anomaly, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
That's exactly the same league that Odie's playing. And him even have an album. But he's they're playing this anomaly game.
I don't want to do this afternoon. So
guys,
I'm just
going to
let
you know what? The problem is that it's fair enough.
It's not fair. It's unfair. It has never been done.
It's not fair at all. It's fair. Do you know that thing is fair?
That's what I said. I understand why you say it's fair. I get that. But like, I was watching like Hip TV one day, and like they were showing Tiwa's videos, and guy Tiwa's jam.
For sure.
She has plenty jams, and she has been around for a while, guy.
Long time. Tiwa did coding diet too. After coding diet, Tiwa became like. After coding diet, I was like, wait, is this same Eminado babe that is doing?
Bro, it's the same Eminado babe, it's the same Killy Killy Love babe, it's the same Don't Leave That My Heart, that same babe.
Okay, I take it back.
Come on now, why did you do like that?
Guy, when Olamide was deep inside his science student bag, Tiwa was somewhere doing coding diet.
Yeah, she was doing coding diet.
Bro, all of these people in that place, now vet zone now. What's this up?
Yeah,
cheers.
Olamide too is part of them.
He's the vet zone.
Bro, Olamide is so OG that Asake is boy. That's so crazy.
Like, he doesn't get more OG than that now.
But I just like influence that Burna, Wiz, and Davido has. I don't think that's what
any other person in that bed list.
I don't think
have
any other person has that kind of influence.
Facts.
Their influence is so serious.
Like in the vet zone, they get like 3-star.
Baba still did that vet zone.
Yes, now in the vet zone, they still get tier.
Fair enough. I'll take that. That's good. I like the analysis. Is there anything else you want to speak on in music, or can we move on?
No, I don't want to speak on music.
Okay, fair enough. Another thing, I just want to say free Bob Risky, man. Free Bob, man.
They've been trying to fuck with Bob since, man.
This is so unfair. Free Bob, man. Like,
They've been trying to fuck with Bob since, and they found the perfect guy. They actually sent Bob to Kirikiri.
Like, how can you say Bob Risky to Kirikiri? Come on, for what? Did they kill somebody? They're trying to fuck with Bob, man.
No comments.
I don't get comments.
The entire world, like the universe, if I had the move, but just a speculation. You get it? Doesn't even help his case either, but a speculation. I've had an important figure jailed before, you understand, and this was over, I think, manslaughter, you understand, so it was deep, right? Yeah. And bro, we go visit her in jail, but now she reflects us. Just what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, her cell thing is not the same as the other man's cell thing. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so, like, just a speculation, bro is probably chilling where he's at. But that's still
they shouldn't be there in the first place. That's what I'm saying.
If they carry Bob for spray money, they're supposed to carry every other bastard with the spray money. If not,
Bob be spray money now. This one, they're making Bob an example. Money.
And you know, if you tell me, say now why you carry Bob. If mm-hmm. you want to talk why you carry Bob, talk why you carry Bob. Talk calm. That one is different.
I'm making an example.
Maybe I say, go talk, say this thing. I don't check. One of our guys story yesterday where I see some money they flow. She people
guy, go club last night. They see the spray money.
They spray money for flow. Now money see they flow yesterday. Now why anybody they whine me now? And they not even reach Bobrisky. They not even reach Bobrisky. Quarter self.
They not get anybody. And
money see they flow. They are don't do. Money see they flow. Bro, if you want. Carry Bob, talk why you carry Bob.
Say it with chest.
Nobody say you good, talk say na money say.
We all know that
the justice system run its course.
Baba, I know they do like that.
Man, free Bob, man. Three Bob, man. Free him until he's backward.
I am, man.
Another convo I want to have, and Kais and I were talking about it, right? So, like, I've just been thinking about it for the past week, and I've just been seeing a lot of things. And he realizes, or it makes me realize how much I don't know and how much I need to know. So, I do not think I want to participate in organized religion anymore, or for now, right? I feel like there's still more I need to find out and more I need to know. And that doesn't mean... You know, when I say organized religion, doesn't mean like I don't believe in like God.
Man means church. Don't you mean church? Just mean church.
Religion is just.
Yeah, man just means church.
The churches and the mosques, exactly. and the temples.
I don't think. I've not really participated in it. And I've tried to like, you know what? I'll participate in it more, but like, I don't know. I just don't know. I just think I need more life experience because I'm thinking about it. You don't know any other way to pray. You don't know any other way. And there are so many other ways, right? But you don't know any other way. You don't know any other way to give thanks, thanksgiving. You don't know any other way to, like, what's the word? You just don't know any other way to, like, interact with higher power. You will just know. Most people... Most of us that are brought up in Christian homes just know one way, and that is in Jesus' name. Amen. Only to find out that, like, Jesus ain't even the nigga real name. Nigga real name is Yeshua.
Man's Yeshua, bro.
Yeah,
man's Yeshua.
Yeshua's name, real name is Yeshua. So, like, even now, I've been trying to say in Yeshua, right? But it's not flowing. You know, they go, and that Jesus, they come out. So, like...
You know that also, like, all those kinds of things, like, some names are adapted to languages.
Now, fair, that's very right. But, like, I was watching something, and they said that, like, names don't change in languages.
No, in languages, in Bible translations, you get. In fact, in history translation, when you're translating things from like Arabic to English, because like it was in Arabic like 10,000.
Yeah, the name itself doesn't change.
It's like I'll change all the words and everything, but the name itself should not change because the name is supposed to be like a spell. If not, if I go to the US, I should tell them that my name is Stay Close to God. Do you understand? But that's not my name. My name is not Ebechukwu.
You get
what I'm saying? So it's like, if I tell you that my name is Stay Close to God, I'm actually losing the actual meaning of not Ebechukwu, because not Ebe is not just stay close, it's like Kodu. It's like, do you understand? But like saying stay close to God is like build your house near God's house. But
like go stand for God's side, like Alpha.
You get. But when my mom tells me like something like Bian or the Bim, she means that I should come and like stand like I should almost even enter inside her. Do you understand? I should come and cuddle her. You get. So it's like, yeah, that you lose a lot of meanings when you do that.
Yeah. Exactly. And a lot of the Christianity is Bible. A lot of Christianity that we practice. It's Bible reference. Like most of our preachers get their information from the Bible, get you know, the stories that they tell us, everything is from the Bible. When they want to make a reference, they reference the Bible. Once they want to explain why things happen, they reference a particular verse or a particular chapter. And that Bible itself, no, now another now person translation, now one person translation of what I think you should know, or what my understanding of, or what my understanding is of this thing that was originally compiled or originally created. So then King James, then all these other things. And it's like, first of all, who is King James? What's the history behind King James that he decided that I'm going to have my own version of the Bible and it's going to be widespread, and that's what we are going to keep using tens and hundreds of thousands of years later? I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm saying it's something to think about. That's why I said, like, I need more information.
Personally, because I was thinking about it too. I was thinking about it like earlier, like if this week. I was like, that everything I know about like praying or this thing, somebody that taught me. But then, just because it's somebody that taught me, doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong. You should get. I guess what I will now mean is now like, okay, if I want to know more, then I need to actually like go and like find out more information. You get what I'm saying? But like in terms of like Bible, like, I don't think, like, from the get-go, like, except things that are very literal, like, you know, the Ten Commandments, you know, things that are very literal, like the account on how Jesus died. You get all those things and all those laws, like, they're not supposed to be all taken literally, like, in my opinion, Sha. You get what I'm saying? So, like, if people open your Bible, people use the Bible a lot to justify things. And you take things literally. And, you know, obviously, when you apply it in real life, it causes disharmony around where you are. And then everybody now says that, but why are you doing that? Somebody now says, oh, it's in the Bible. But then, like, just because the Bible says it like that doesn't mean that the Bible means that you should actually go on. Okay, like, for example, now, like, what the fuck do I mean? I need to use a very kinny example. And I need it to be very, very clear. Okay. Let's just use this very, very...
Sorry to interrupt you, but something is going on in the background.
Is it me?
I don't think it's me.
It might be you, Karen. It might be me. It's when you are talking that happens.
Is this still sounding?
Kind of.
Hold on.
Is it still sounding?
No.
Okay, let me start again. I'm going to use a very, very kinny example. Like, okay, so I was seeing somebody, right? And then we were having our interaction. I'll just put it like that. We're having our interaction. And she said something along the lines of, like, there's an energy that I have. Right, and because of that energy, she feels like she has to. These are the words she used. You know, she even says she feels like she has to. She says she wants to, quote unquote, submit to me. Right? I don't know what that means.
She masculine energy.
Fuck off, nigga. That's not the focus on the fucking point. Focus on the point. The point here is that.
See how far me with the alpha.
Oh, stop being a fucking cunt. I focus on the point. The point here is that, I can be out here using Bible to justify that on some married men come and talk about how, you know, their wife has to cook for them. You know, you have to submit to your husband. Blah 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 blah. Like, the Bible is not telling you to slap your wife so that she becomes afraid of you. You get, like, there's supposed to be somebody that can inspire somebody to be like, okay, you know what? Because of how much you got your part, I'll just do my part. Like, I know that you got this. I know that you can pass on this. So you just pass on it, you get? And I'll just do my best to, like, be there and help as much as I can to help this shit. You get what I'm saying? Not that they're telling you that you should carry cane and you should be beating your wife. Jiggins, these are just the very, very small, small things that people don't actually, like, people take too literally. And they now get pissed when it doesn't go their way because they think that, that's what he said in the Bible. So why can't you follow the Bible? Nigga, no, it doesn't work like that. It's not literal. It's not
like, don't forget that people are going to, like, make things, like, once they are in a position of power, they'll make, like, put things in print or put things in stone that it kind of waters down the meaning of what was said so that it can suit some other narrative.
Some other narrative.
Yeah. So they can, like, keep their power. Know,
like, I think, like you see, like, in terms of, like, God's name, right, it means, like, a bunch of things that Yeshua on his own. And this is just me speculating, right? Probably means, like, Messiah, the Savior, the this, the that. So if you now translate the Messiah, and let's say it's the Messiah that stands for Jesus in, like, Hebrew or some other place, whatever, then we might lose the encompassing meaning that allows it to be the Messiah and the
and
Savior.
And several things at the same time.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So now, we now just have the word for, like, the Messiah part of it. So, like, yeah, but then I was going to say something. This maybe could help in terms of, like, Lodisan's case, because me too, they plague me. It's like, yeah, the stuff that they've told us, yeah, cap, whatever, yeah. But there's only one thing that is pure and it's true. And I'll ask you, Lodisan, do you, like, at least have a decent understanding of what is good and what is bad, at least in your own day-to-day life that you live. So it's like, so let me liken the Bible being watered down to, like, something that happened in software engineering. So that's, like, the same thing. God created us, me, I created software. Okay, so now, when I was doing that hotel platform, I labeled each rooms in my own way, and I called them room IDs, right? But then, obviously, like, the hotel owner had a different plan and of how he wanted to name, and I gave him access to the thing, and he renamed my thing in his own. For him is, like, room numbers, right?
Yeah.
So I leave both variables. So a room has a room ID and a room number that are different from each other. Like, for instance, room one, the first room, is room ID is DX001, but then the room ID is DX001, but then the room number is DX101. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So when I'm, like, having to, like, do some like computation based on, like, the room, like, maybe get a room price or check if a room is whatever, the rooms come to me as DX101, and I don't really know them, but then I know it's not their fault. Do you understand? I know that, and I'm not even as all knowing as God, but I know at least who renamed you guys. And I'm just, so when you guys come with your problems, I'm still able to attend to you specifically as DX101, even though maybe you are shouting DX001 to me.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's like,
I get what you're saying. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. That's one of the best analogies you've ever made.
Oh my God. Wow. I'm
going to cry.
Like, that's one of the best analogies you've
ever
made. Yeah. You're going to cry, innit?
Actually, I want to cry too.
Yeah, man, because, like, at the end of the day, you're not going to tell me that, like, when I call Jesus in my clear mind, in no sin, I only am, I believe to see for my, you get what, in no die. Do you understand what I'm saying? He knows, like, mad. So that's my faith. That's now the fact, the faith that I have, that he knows I'm talking to him, even though that it's possible that they've challenged his history. Don't worry. We're still up in his books. You get? So, like, me too, man, I don't really be doing all this organized religion. See, the last Sunday that we were in ABJ, can't remember when that was. I think that was about 2 or 3 Sundays ago. That Sunday, I went to church, right? And I just did my braids new. And they were like these stylish braids. In fact, this one I'm doing, this one I have is stylish, but then the other one too was stylish. They were like snake. I showed you guys, that's the one that we saw together, right?
Yeah.
The one I was on when I saw you guys. So I just did it the night before, and it was fresh. So me, I felt like, man, I'm going to the house of God. I haven't been in church all year, right? So I don't want to come to church and then, like, some judgmental people are now looking at my hair and then, like, it's now taking their grace away just because what? Nobody came to church. You understand? Like, they could have actually gone to church the whole 2 hours, not judged anybody, but then I had to come with my beads and
braids. But you're not the reason why their grace is taken
away. I understand, but, like, that was my own reasoning, right? So basically, I wear a cap. Okay. And then I'm wearing my cap. And I walk into the church. I can't even believe that one guy behind me actually takes it upon himself to make sure I take off my cap. Like, he leaves the entire thing going on in church And his only business right now is that he's telling me, take off my cap, and I'm telling him, fuck off. Like, that is the only thing that matters to him. And I'm like, bro, this organized religion thing is
I can't believe what you were trying to avoid is what you actually called to yourself.
Now, that's like, my thing. That's the thing I'm saying. Sorry, continue.
Like, because if I was in my house, bro, if I was bought naked, like, bro, sometimes they see my rosary for inside toilets, they take shit, they blow bars. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm smoking cigarettes, I'm blasting, it's smelling, and I'm counting beads of rosary. Like, I don't believe my toilet, my prayers are going into the toilets. Mm-hmm. I don't believe they're being smoked away with the bars. So, like, if I come to church, I don't, like, the guy doesn't even know all the mental gymnastics that it took me. Like, I went to that church, I took car keys, and drove to the church alone. And I went, like, first of all, like, that has not happened all year. So, the mental thing to make me come there, for you to now start challenging me based on cap. And now, the thing is, I was about to leave. And then I realized that if I leave, it's just counterproductive and whatever.
Yeah.
Now, bro, can you imagine I left that pew and I went to another side? This guy followed me, bro. Like
now, and he was not an usher.
Begged me make I off the cap.
And he was not, an usher.
What do you say?
He wasn't an usher.
It was not an usher. It was an old man. Maybe he's like an OG. You know the OG church wardens that don't even have to wear the church warden thing again because
that shit.
Everybody knows OGs.
But me, I didn't even know him, man. You get it? I've never been to that church before. Oh my God, man, it was just annoying.
Yeah,
all these guys, man. Like, you think you're better than me because I don't have because you don't have braids?
Yes, yes, they do.
That's exactly what they think. They think that because they're fanatics. And they go to church every day and they, like, they quote unquote do the holy things that they are better than you.
Like, brother.
That's what organized religion has done to people.
Because like, I saw a post on Twitter about, sorry, Lodi. There's this pastor, I will even call him out, David something. I don't know, he'd be something. That guy, and I think he's the one that runs like Winner's Chapel or some shit. That I read. No, not Oedipo. No, okay. Oedipo is even as chapel.
I think so. I might be wrong.
What is this one? There's one Living Faith. Sorry, Living Faith. Living Faith is David, the BMA or some shit. And now Broski actually told niggas that tithe is going up. Like, yesterday's price, not today's price. Like
the price of the brick is going up.
Like, man,
the
said,
price of God's grace, like, is going up.
And this, is here, this is how you know that God is actually powerful, because even this guy can't even mess with God. So it's like, yo, increase in salary drops, 10% for God, we're not gonna tamper it, still God's. But now we gotta add 20% for me, or whatever he called it for. But basically, now you have to remit 30% of your salary. And it's not a thing where he's coming and he's saying that he changed the percentage for tithes from 10 to 30. He's saying, no, your tithe is 10, 20 is separate. It's for me.
There's this TikTok account that, like, the guy is like, okay, today I'm going ready to go to church. I got my Bible. And then he steps out of the house and he looks outside and there's a clip of, there are so many videos. There are clips of several pastors just doing a mess. Whether being greedy or misleading people or bringing their own personal agenda and preaching it as word.
Or like, dropping records on Spotify. Featuring Fino. I'll be Flavor.
Like, crazy. It's crazy, like, because in Africa, we they chop arm.
They chop arm. Like, you know, it's even more like acceptable and believable for me if you don't attach all these other, like, rules. Like, tell people that they should live freely. Tell people that, like if they want to win souls for God, it's lucrative. Like, say things. Like, don't come and be forming that you are inspired by Jesus to come and increase the bill from 10% to 30% to a starving population. This is not even... Come on.
Sapa, who do you
The guy just remind me. You know, say bread. You know, say before bread now like 250, and now bread now like 1K. That's what the guy just did. That's how it just feels. It just feels like you just come to the you get price of God's salvation has gone up, guys.
Next thing now, you start hearing that tight in Nigeria. You understand? Like, tight in Nigeria now. It's not be about tight too. This one.
Why does tight have a price, bro? Why is there a price?
bro, at least let's leave what was in the Bible and say that that's what it was, right? Even though we know the Bible has undergone all the plastic surgeries in this world, but let's
that
say that.
That's that in the Bible. Now, King James talk say, nah, give me that 10, bro. King James said? King James said, drop and give me 10. Drop and give that's me 10.
Drop and give me 10. You must give me, bro, 10 now.
Like, what? Do you know one that's crazy is when I hear about stuff like first fruits. Like, why does my pastor get to enjoy all everybody's first fruits, but I don't? Like, what's the sub? Yeah, that's not, but like, yeah, I don't want to speak much on the thing, man, because that's people, and some people actually, I think it's heavy deception.
Baba, right? church now, this thing for some people.
See, church is
church
like,
now business.
So, like, I was listening to Shehun Kuti, and he lucrative said, like, one. I was listening to Shehun Kuti, and he said, like, the three major, like, injustice of influence in everywhere is educational industry, because they're the ones that teach, the media, because they're the ones that show you stuff, and the religional, like, industries, the religious industries, rather, because that's a faith-based, you know, industry. And they're the ones that have, like, the most influence. Like, religion influences, like, Even politics, religion influences politics, because a politician can go to one church and that pastor can say, oh, in our midst, we have this politician, da, 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 da. And there's a large percentage of the congregation of that church that will most likely vote for that politician just because they appeared and their pastor co-signed him. So, like, the influence in the religious sector is so large that, like, obviously, they say, like, abuse of power should come as no surprise. I'm not surprised that people abuse that influence. Guy, there was a video of a pastor in one African country that was leaking someone's titties to...
Yeah, sucking breast cancer out of it.
They say he was sucking breast cancer out of it.
Guy, what the fuck is going on?
You know what someone asked me? One babe said, what's he going to do about prostate cancer, dog?
Yeah.
He's going to eat the nigga's ass.
Or testicular cancer. Are you going to suck a nigga balls?
Like, he's going to actually teabag you, bro. Like, don't go church, bro.
Nigga said, our world have been swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed up?
Have you ever been swallowed up? Have you ever been swallowed up?
Have you ever been swallowed?
Nah, man. It's atrocious, bro.
It's atrocious. But in the same vein, there are still some people that, like, at least there's one person in particular that comes to mind that, like, okay, when he preaches, his own is just like, look, man, don't enslave yourself, you know, like, don't, is Apostle Joshua Selman. Like, there's a
lot of people. I'm going to call that, can't remember his name, Seth. Carry on, sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot more, like, you know what, there's just a lot more, like, space. There's a lot more space to not understand. And it's like, you know what, it's fair to be confused. It's fair to not understand. Like, it's okay. Do you understand? And there's just a lot more space to ask questions with him. And he answered your questions as a human being, not as some holy or some ordained person. He answered your questions as a human being. And once in a time, like, look, God told me to say this. I don't know who this appears to. And I would not, you would say, like, I would not lie to you. Right, you say things like, look, I have no reason to lie to you. You can go and you don't have to believe, but like, this is what you get. Like, he's like, yes, there's room to doubt. Do you understand? Like, and like, it's okay to, like, I just feel like it's okay to let people know that you can use your brain. If you are not sure, you can use your brain, but this is what I am saying to you.
I don't know if your pastor doesn't encourage you to use your brain, then your pastor doesn't like you.
Yeah,
because at the end of everything, if you really want somebody to have a good relationship with God, the only way that anybody can have any good relationship with God is if they go and find God for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the only thing you get. So if you're out here and you're not encouraging people to use their brain because of dogmatic beliefs and ingraining dogma into people's heads and telling them that they should follow all this, like, bro, like. like I still pray the rosary, Jesus, but I don't pray the rosary because like I don't pray the rosary because I've been told to pray the rosary. Like I pray the rosary now more than I used to pray the rosary because now because like I feel like when I pray the rosary, like I'm focused. Do you get what I'm saying? Like yeah. I'm not doing this because I was it's told.
It's a good start to the day, nigga.
Yes, now I'm not doing this because I was told. Do you get? And the reason why I'm doing it now is because I feel like yes, okay. Like when I do it, like the moment before I actually start seeing the like actually start counting the actual beads, like that moment before you start actually counting the beads, that time you have to pray. That's when you pour everything that you want to see. Put everything else, then you say your prayer, then you close the prayer and you start your day. Do you get what I'm saying? Your day go continue. It's just like I don't know, man. If you can't figure it out by yourself, then like the person doesn't like you.
Yeah, that's right. Hence me saying I need more experience. I need more knowledge. I need more info. Yeah. I just need to like just see even different ways to worship, different ways to interact with God, because like this can be cock sources, because this can be BS, right? But then someone asks the question like, where was Jesus between the age of 12 and 32? Because I think 12 was the time where like Mary and Joshua, or Mary was looking for him, but and they found him at the synagogue, right? And 32 was the first time he performed his first miracle, right? Don't quote me on this, but like. They were like asking, okay, where was he doing that period? What was he doing? And they have documents and stuff because that person had traveled, they have gone to a lot of places that in that area in which Jesus was brought up. And you know, there are people that know more about this, there are people that have way more knowledge that's beyond. I feel like there's more knowledge outside of the Bible. Right, so like they're like how Jesus had several masters that taught him several forms of like meditation, several forms of healing. Apparently, Yeshua went to India as well to learn some form of healing as well, and some form of like medication and stuff like that, and all those other things that you need. He had like I think he had like also he had like a shaman that was like his teacher that taught him a lot. About
that makes a lot of sense, bro.
Yeah, do you get? And like all those things are things that like Christianity of this day like say is evil, and all those things are the things that Christianity of this day say like you should move against, right? So like I'm just like okay, you don't have to believe what I'm saying, but you need to go and like if you are really interested, which I am, right? You need to like just look out for any information. Just go and search for information. Like, not just cock sources. Obviously, you see cock sources, but like the best thing is to travel when you can, if you can, travel and like you know go and find this because Yeshua did exist. There's evidence of him existing, right? So like that means this he lived a life, and there are blueprints of the life that he lives. So like you can go and like figure it out.
Like the thing is that like there wasn't even Bible when Bro was arrived. Do you understand? The Bible is literally like in his honor. Okay, I mean like there was the scriptures from like the Old Testament, I guess, right? But it makes a lot of sense for you to call him a miracle guy, right? Because let me liken something like imagine Ronaldo was also like a basketballer and like a master chess player, and then he was now a doctor too. Like you probably call him something not human.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So if someone spends 20 years learning how to speak, how to heal, how to like learning various things basically. Do you understand?
Yeah. How to speak is a big one.
Yeah, how to speak is probably a big one. Like how to like really, really speak to people's hearts and their minds. Like, you understand? Like how to write, probably, like, how to create potions, like, alchemy, you understand? So, like, you probably...
Yeah, alchemy, exactly.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. As opposed to, like, and not to say that, let this man see, wouldn't have been possible for God. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that, like, on this turf being earth, right, it's like, it's like, this is Earth, man. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of, like, these voodoo or, like, non-physical things that happen in the world,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily on Earth. Like, on this, our Earth, like, we're bound by a lot of rules. Do you understand? Like, is literally 12 hours ahead in Australia right now.
Yeah.
And it's not based on jazz. It's based on the sun. It's currently facing... Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like... So, it makes a lot of sense to say that, like, what like he was a proper seasoned human being. Mm-hmm. And now, that now still gives rise to what I was going to say even before you said started talking about Jesus' life. I was going to say, like, the principle that I believe, and I'm working on myself to even completely follow through, right, is that, okay, God created you, fine. He also created this world, abundance, fine. Now, if you cannot really tap into the abundance that exists around you, that is the trees, the ocean, the sky, for, like, just those three guys, for the, just to start those, mm-hmm. you understand? Like, at least, like, so when you now think about the amount of power that is in you, like, as a person,
yeah,
like, as a person, I know the amount of unrelated various things that I can do, mm-hmm. and I will still have moments where I tell myself that I'm not doing enough. So basically, what's that capacity that I'm saying that is empty? So I think, like, that's the entire point, man. Like, you can actually, so that's why when you tell people to pray against their poverty, you are a liar.
Yeah, that's cop.
You're a liar, because they don't need to cast and bind poverty.
First of all, poverty is a man-made thing, so...
Do you understand? Poverty is literally a man-made thing. Because as far as God is concerned, he put you on an abundant earth, mm-hmm. and gave you an abundant mind with an abundant heart. So the problem is people are not navigating people who are born in, like... And when we say less favorable conditions, these are still conditions that are man-made.
Yeah.
Because all of us are born from the same activity, from sex.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets born in the diamond grass. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's that kind of P. So, yeah, man, like, I feel like the main P is understanding that the God power, the whole essence of everything, the religion and everything, is that that God that you're praying out to is literally inside you.
Yeah.
And it is capabilities that you are not tapping into.
You are just basically not tapping into. You are not just exercising it.
Yeah.
You can't hear it.
Yeah. That's why what Jesus went to activate, as why he was in the human form. Yeah. Fine, I've landed as human. How do I tap? Because when you think about the fact that Broski fasted 40 days and 40 mm-hmm. nights, it wasn't jokes, bro. It wasn't jokes. You get why?
So the devil been they try to tempt him, because they knew the devil knew the results of him completing
this
task.
This transformation,
exactly. That's the word, transformation. You know, the results. Almost, these guys will transform fully. Almost, that is why when we as human beings, we have that same form of temptation as well. When you are trying to stay away from things, that's when those things are coming in your face.
And now, bust your head. If you think about the P, he said, jump from this thing, right? Can't remember what the point was. Because if you jump, if your father is really your father, he should send angels to pick you up
mm-hmm.
so that your feet will not smite the ground, right? Very interesting temptation. Mm-hmm. But now, as human beings, we liken temptation to devil actually pushing you and not telling you mid fall to call God. Don't forget, bro, before you did that thing, there was the thought process. Like, you don't really jump into temptation. Yeah, the devil didn't make you. The devil showed you the choice. Yeah. You have a choice to do it.
Yeah.
You don't really have to just, like guide. You can do something else that will blow you up.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, God gave you this whole world. You don't have to. You don't have to be honest about it.
Jack it, man.
Oh. Like, God gave it to you, and this guy has 5 billion. Collect 2.5.
Collect two from him.
God is sharing. Yeah. You understand? So that's the P. So it's like, yeah, man, but that's not what it really is. It's like the temptation is before the action. Mm-hmm. You are tempted to do the action. You are not, the action itself is not the temptation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Temptation is more mental than.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
There's so much to unpack with this thing. We can't.
Our knees left. I was gonna do one last thing, but I need you both here. So just allow.
Okay.
I was gonna do one last thing. We'll do another episode. Yeah,
please write it down, please.
It's written, bro.
Alright, cool. Thank God.
It's written. Right, cool. Let me prep your mind. So next epi. So basically, like, I was having a conversation with guys, and one guy was trying to swear that coochie is coochie, right? So I was gonna liken some words and put them beside coochie and ask you to tell me if it reminds you of someone different from someone else. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if I say the word strawberry coochie, does anybody come to mind? And if I say bony coochie, does someone else come to mind? The same people. And if they're not, then they prove my point. But like, yeah. Basically, yeah. We'll do it next episode.
Coochie, but we'll do that next episode. Now that I think about it. Yeah, everybody has different flavors.
Like, you're not going to tell me that when I tell you fluffy cooch and I tell you some other word. If I tell you fluffy cooch, you can rock your brain and think of somebody that gave you.
Like, yeah, when he says strawberry cooch, you have to think of somebody straight up. I didn't even waste time.
But yeah, straight up, someone's going to come to mind.
Yeah.
And it's not the same person.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good. We'll talk about this next episode. That's wild. We went from
God to Cooch. Yeah, man. That's awesome.
That's us for this week. I hope you enjoyed. You definitely enjoyed it. Like, subscribe, comment.
Do the thing. Also, I beg, man. Try buy my book, man. Just go on readnody.store. You buy my book. If I go to my Instagram, it's on my bio. Yeah. Buy my book, man. Make I just take some trips. I'm trying to fly my shorty in. I can't.
Support the boys.
Yeah, look, we need to talk about that later, Sha.
I'm calling you right now. That's why I said, I'm calling you right now, bro. Anyhow, Sha, support the boys.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys for listening. Peace.
Love.